tuned to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
I feel like Bruce Springsteen adding to his song, you know.
Bruce Springsteen, you are not, sir.
Baby, we were born to run. No, but I am Rhett Palmer, whatever that's worth. Something to somebody, maybe my father in heaven, Richard Soud.
Hello there.
I'm so happy, I'm so proud that I got a friend named Richard Soud, Richard Soud. So how are things up in Vermont on this beautiful morning?
Wow, it's a beautiful day, clear skies, heavens are open, good things are happening.
Wonderful.
I just want to be sure to tell every single person that can hear this, if you can hear this, I want you to know that God loves you, and he's got an awesome plan for your life.
You know, and I would say this, there are certain giftings in the body of Christ. Now, and this isn't thus saith the Lord, so I might be totally wrong, but I believe they said there's actually a gift of faith, there's a gift of this, there's a gift of healing, there's a gift of love, baby. And I believe that Richard has the gift of love, because he goes up to complete strangers and is ministering to them. And I love it when you say that, because you always come up to people, and what do you say?
That God loves you, and he's got an awesome plan for your life.
And oftentimes, you come up to a person, and the Spirit wells up in you, and you almost have tears in your eye. People need the Lord.
They do.
People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, he's the open door. Right, Richard?
That's right. That's it. You know, today we're going to be looking at four different people, and I think if we look closely, that we'll see ourselves, or you'll see yourself, and maybe one of these four people, or maybe a blend of something about each from each of these four people that maybe you'll see yourself in.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to do today. The first person we're going to look at, his name is Jonah.
Ooh.
Jonah lived a long time ago.
Jonah in the whale.
Yeah, Jonah in the whale. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of whoever can pronounce that, saying, "Arise, Jonah, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come before me." So God's calling Jonah to go speak to these people because they're wicked. Why? Does God want to destroy them for their wickedness? Nope, that's not why God wants to send Jonah. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarsus from the presence of the Lord. God said, hey, Jonah, go to Nineveh. So what did Jonah do? He got a ship the opposite direction, going to a city called Tarsus. How many times have you and I gone to Tarsus when God called us to go to Nineveh? Yep, God knows the answer to that question. So he got on a boat to flee from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent a great wind into the sea. So Jonah's in this boat, a great wind comes, mighty tempest, the ship's shaking. The mariners, everybody in that ship's really afraid that ship's getting ready to go down. So Jonah, you know, he tells them, hey, guys, they tell Jonah, pray thee, from whence comes this evil upon us? What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What country? What people are you? And he said unto them, Jonah said, I'm a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, that made the land and the dry sea. And the men then were exceedingly afraid because he told them that. So what did they do? They threw him overboard.
They're afraid God was going to kill him because he hadn't done what his calling was. And they said, look, we're not going to survive this. You're going overboard. They had different policies in those days. So they threw Jonah over into the wild, raging sea. And after they threw him over, the seas calmed.
The sea got super calm. But the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then guess what Jonah did? Jonah prayed. He prayed to the Lord God out of the fish's belly. How many times have you and I prayed out of the fish's belly? And he said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I. And then you heard my voice. How many times have you, precious listener, felt like you were in the hell, cried out to God, and he heard you? So the waters were all around him. He said, he says, I will sacrifice unto you, Lord, the voice of thanksgiving. I'll pay that which I vowed, salvations of the Lord. Jonah basically got his heart right with the Lord. And the Lord came, spoke to the fish. The Lord spoke to Jonah, second time. God speaks to us sometimes more than once.
What did he say?
If we miss it.
What did he say?
He said, arise. The Lord came to Jonah saying, arise, go to Nineveh. Now, he said the exact same thing.
Now, had he been spit out of the fish yet?
Not yet.
So God makes the fish to spit him out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm wrong, Rhett. The fish barfed him up in the dry land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, go to Nineveh a second time.
Well, you know, they say when the fish spit him out because of the chemicals that are in the belly of the fish or whale or whatever it was, and there are fish big like that, by the way. There are huge, gigantic fish. They've got pictures of them. But anyway, that when the chemicals in there would have made him, he would have come out when he spit him out after 3 days looking like a ghost. His skin would have been so like, it's like he was sitting in Clorox for 3 days. He would have been hey, Dad, there's a cracker on the beach. There's a cracker on the beach there. There's a guy that's whiter than white as white.
And so the people turned from their wicked ways, and God saw their works, and that they had turned from the evil way, and God repented of the evil that he was going to do to them. And it displeased Jonah. Jonah got upset.
I don't want to go see those people. I don't even like those people, and I don't even care if they repent. I'd rather have you just have the fire and lightning and thunder of heaven to consume those people. I don't want to go preach to them. They might repent. But the Lord says,
Jesus
Jonah,
told us to pray.
Jonah,
Jesus told us to
go back to Nineveh, Jonah.
That's right. You know, how many times have we been like that? God tells us to pray for our enemies and those that despitefully use us.
I'm wounded and I'm having a pity party and I like my pity party and I'm embracing my pity. And would you like to come to my pity party and feel sorry for me too?
So there's Jonah. He's a guy that didn't want his enemies to repent.
Right.
He's kind of glad they hadn't repented because he wanted them to receive the wrath of God.
Go get him, God.
The next guy we're going to look at, four different guys. The second guy we're going to look at is a guy named Saul.
Now, hold on. You got to finish the story of Jonah.
Well, Jonah got mad because all the people repented. So Jonah's sitting there
You left out the biggest part of the story. He goes to Nineveh and the people repent. And then he's sad after that. He says, oh, no. And he wanders out of town. And he's there in the sun, and God makes this weird plant grow up and give him covering so the sun's not directly on his bald head. And then next thing you know is the plant withers. And Jonah starts to weep and go, well, this plant was my friend. Why did you kill it? He said, well, you care. God said, Jonah, you care about the plant. I care about these people. They're much more important than a plant.
That's
the story of Jonah. Now we're going to move on to who? Saul? King Saul?
We're going to move on to King Saul.
He was the first king of the Israelites.
These
other people have kings. We want a king too.
That's right. So let's see. King Saul, yes.
He had favor with God for some reason at this point anyway. And God said, you're going to be, who was the prophet that anointed Saul? I think it was Samuel. Yes.
So Saul, the Bible says he was breathing out threatenings and against the Christians, and had letters from the church that would give him the legal right to.
No, you're talking about the other Saul here.
Yeah, I'm talking about Saul in the New Testament.
Yeah, you let me go on about King Saul. That's Saul, who was Paul. He was a Pharisee, and he actually signed the death warrants of Christians. He was going around murdering Christians.
That's right, he was. So this is, Saul's like those of us that are, that don't really, that hate religion. There's plenty of people that they don't like religion. They don't like hearing about it. You know, they actually really hate it, you know? And Saul was like that. He had letters that gave him the authority to kill Christians, you know? And Paul was one the Lord knocked him off of a horse. He was riding his horse. He's got his letters in his hands to go drag Christians away to torture and kill them.
Yeah, and, just like the Muslims are killing Christians today over in Africa.
Yeah, like that. And so a bright light shone and knocked him right off of his horse.
That's probably where they get to say, no, that's going to knock you off your horse.
That's it, knock you off your high horse. And so he was blind after that.
Yeah.
And he couldn't see.
Who are you? What's going on here?
It is I, Saul. It is I, Paul. And now henceforth you shall be called Paul. From Saul to Paul. Yeah.
He said, Lord, who are you?
Why do you persecute me?
That's right. Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus, you know. And so,
well, you're the Saul, dude, I'm killing people because of you. You're Jesus? Yes.
So Saul got,
you shall be blind for 3 days until you go into this certain town and go to this household. They will pray for you, and you'll get back your sight. And then Paul went on to be the greatest apostle of all.
Wrote many books in the New Testament, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's quite the guy. I hope when we get to heaven, we get to meet Saul. I mean, Paul.
An interesting story, because it shows how God changes the heart. It shows how people, how we can be doing something in ignorance, not really knowing, be religious, but be religiously wrong. And how God can meet us and, you know, and also shows the faith of the people that prayed for Saul. You know, he was killing Christians. Took a lot of faith to invite him into your home.
Yeah, they said at first, this guy, they said, we can't have him in here. He's duping us. This guy's going to kill us. You can't trust this guy. He's murdered Christians. Yeah. And they were convinced that God had actually converted Saul the Pharisee into becoming one of the first Christians and probably the greatest apostle that ever lived.
That's right.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Merry Christmas, and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you for Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Hello, my name is Sue Chess, the CEO of CareNet of the Treasure Coast. If you have given to CareNet in the past, we thank you for these voices of some of the lives you helped to save. To give many more a Merry Christmas, please go to CareNetFriends.com and give your best Christmas gift today. That's CareNetFriends.com. Thank you and Merry Christmas.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Joyful.